see. I got a phone call from the chief nurse saying, "You've got a patient there that is going to get an award. Make sure that the ward looks good." This really turned me off to begin with. Let's clean up the ward because we've got VIPs coming in. Well, the VIPs happened to be the general of the 25th Infantry Division and an entourage of about 12 people. This was the patient's second visit to us, this time with both his legs blown off. He was all of about 20 years old. When he was waking up from his anesthesia, he whispered, "Don't you remember me, Mom?" I said, "Oh, yeah," but really I didn't, because there were so many of them. The entourage was coming to give him the award because he happened to be number 20,000 to come through this hospital. They had this little ceremony, gave him a purple heart and a watch. As the general handed him the watch, from the 25th Infantry Division, as a token of our appreciation, the kid more or less flung the watch back at him. He said something like, "I can't accept this, sir. It's not going to help me walk." After this little incident, I went over and just put my arms around him and hugged him.